Some people don't trust voting by mail, but now there's Chippin Mails, the vote by mail service. Fill out your ballot, then call Chippin Mails. In minutes, one of our sexy chiseled mailmen will arrive at your doorstep wearing only a bow tie and a smile. Simply insert your ballot into his G-string or place it in your cleavage and he'll gladly retrieve it with his teeth. With Chippin Mails, there's zero chance of mail fraud. You know, because he's in a sheer G-string, so everyone can see that he's all male. Man. For a little extra, you can even leave your postmark on his firm buttocks. Seal your ballot with a kiss from Chippin Mails, the vote by mail service.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After hours.
That just might get me to vote absentee.
Yeah, I could do that too.
Yeah.
What's really weird is that we just got a package for the show addressed to Crisco, and it's just a little bow tie. What's he doing?
Gross.
He's on vacation.
Oh, no, I would cancel my vote.
I think he's being recruited.
Oh.
Is
Dez going through puberty?
Don't mention it, okay? It's embarrassing.
Oh my gosh, Dezzers, I'm so sorry. Your little teenage boy voice is starting to grow up.
Oh, I'll never be able to sing again.
You're going to get a deep man voice.
I thought I already had one.
Yeah, you do. I had to put Vaughn's ballot in the mail yesterday. He officially now has voted from Hawaii.
That's crazy.
How weird is this? Oh, because a registered Minnesotan voter has to sign it for him.
That really was a thing, huh?
Because he's not a registered voter.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, so his official ballot was cast. Yesterday. How weird is that? Oh my gosh. I love going in on election day and voting. I don't want to do it early. I'm not a fan of the early voting. I want to do it day of. There's something about that.
I agree. Yeah. Everybody else in my family, everybody's gone and they've done the early vote. And I'm like, I don't know what it is. I enjoy that one day you go, there's the line, there's the old lady behind the table who hands you the, I enjoy the entire experience of doing it day of.
Yeah. I normally do too.
What if I, you know, learn something new and I want to change my mind.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Yeah. Maybe Biden's going to grab him by them. I don't know.
You never know what could happen between now and election day. So I would hate to have voted weeks ago and I can't change my vote.
No take backs.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe your crazy aunt's going to post something on Facebook and you're going to go, you know what? Never thought of it that way.
I've been enlightened.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Aunt Helene.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. Oh, boy. Yeah.
I think I'm going to vote early, though. I really am.
Okay. All right. Well, so much for that. Did a whole thing on this, and Dez's like, I'm just going to crap all over it. You guys, hold on. Yeah. Just one second.
Dez, you voting early is like a football team kicking the field goal on third down. Just in case they screw it up, they got a chance to go back on fourth down and make it right.
My eyes are crossed. Did he just do a sports analogy?
Yeah. I actually didn't get it either.
Oh, God. You lost me, Rudith.
She's probably going to screw it up on the Monday before. So
there
we'll
it is.
Her, yeah, there
Thank
you.
You. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Will not screw it up.
Yeah. Okay, good.
One thing she can't screw up are naughty, naughty sex dreams.
Oh, my God.
Dez, I haven't heard the whole story, but I'm so jealous that you had a hot celebrity sex dream last night. Do tell.
Yeah, speaking of little boy voice.
So I woke up this morning feeling like I had cheated on Taylor.
Oh my God, good for you.
You know who I was with last night?
Who? Am I going to be jealous?
Brad freaking Pitt.
Oh.
Really?
No,
not into him at
I'm
all?
I'm not. I've never been a Brad Pitt guy. I appreciate, though, what your dream was. Go ahead, tell us.
I was on a girls' trip.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, somebody knew Brad Pitt.
Oh.
And he was there. And he was available and single, and he knew I was married, but he kept just trying to seduce me. And
he
I'm
just
like,
didn't care.
Brad Pitt, oh my God. And he's just like, so like we kissed a little bit.
Yeah.
And he was just a real good kisser. Like I remember all the details.
Do you? Did your hands wander a little bit?
I don't know. It was a pretty PG, if you think about it, dream. But
why? It's a dream.
But then, so that happens. And then it's like he had to go off somewhere. And then I was with my friend. So the next day, it's like we were trying to find each other and recreate the magic we had created the day before. And then people kept coming in between us. And he's looking at me, longing for me, like, Tess.
Yeah, that was
a
dream.
I need you.
That was a dream.
And then we made out again. God, sorry, Taylor. I really feel bad about it.
Clearly, I can tell.
I felt like now I'm getting.
Did your hand go up his shirt?
Oh, yeah. I was feeling all that, and I was grabbing his butt.
Oh, what did you get a handful?
Mm-hmm,
what was it like?
Nice. It was really firm.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice and tight, huh?
He's aged like a fine wine. I didn't touch his. Woo-hoo.
What did he smell like?
I don't really recall. He just smelled good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a good cologne?
I don't know.
Spritzed?
No. It was like he smelt good and clean.
Mm.
He didn't overdo it, and his hair was nice. He was real casual.
Did he bite his lip a lot? Because he always does that. Yeah, he'll kiss, then he'll go,
He bit my lip a lot.
Desirelli!
He did.
Rudy, what'd you dream about last night?
Also making out with Brad Pitt. Crazy dream.
Lucky.
It's a crazy dream, except for I didn't get like super hot Brad Pitt. I got like future Brad Pitt, all fat, and his eye wrinkles have already come in, and he's
He'll
got that stringy
fat.
Blonde hair. Like, yeah.
Like Chris Hemsworth is Thor.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looked like. Yeah,
Fat Thor.
Yeah. No.
Well, I dreamt about my husband last night, and it was wonderful.
There you go. Yep. Was he biting your lip?
Yep. Yes. Yep. We were having a lovely time. We were in Paris.
Shut up. You already said you dreamed about Harry Styles. Don't even tell me that.
I did not. I didn't say that. You're a liar. No, Vaughn and I were walking down.
Oh, my ass.
We were hand in hand. We both had matching berets on and ascots. We were carrying our bag of baguette.
I love it.
And a bottle of wine. Oui, and I would look at him and I said, I love you. And he goes, oh, je t'aime.
You know, if I didn't know any better, I think you two fellas are gay.
What?
No way.
Don't spread those ugly rumors.
Well, that's good. Good for you, man. You're still dreaming about the same person after all these years?
Yes. Yeah.
Lying.
Unlike somebody
lying.
Else.
Yeah, unlike some tramp I know in River Falls.
Yeah.
I dream about the man I married.
Yeah, dream slut.
Hey, I was excited. I don't dream about other people that often, so it was kind of exciting.
And he had a little bit of chocolate from his pan au chocolat on his face. I'm like, ooh, let me get that. And I just got a little off the corner of his lip.
You lick it off?
Yeah. No, that would be rude. We're in public. Stop it. I'm not some skank like you.
Well, I'm sorry. Brad Pitt did not care if we were in public. He was like, you are mine and I want the world to know. All of a sudden, we're in France. We're in France, too. And I was like, you know what? It's France. You should not be wearing your shirt.
You're like, we're in France. I want to see your underpants. Huh?
Maybe I'll get back to that tonight. We'll see.
Oh, Des, you are amazing.
Oh, it was great. I need a cigarette.
You don't even smoke.
No. Can you title this Taylor, Please Don't Listen? This might be weird at home later.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Less.
Maybe we just blame this all on your soapy coffee. Maybe that's why you're so goofy today.
That, you know, it could be. Feel a little bit like I'm on the drugs.
Rudy, did you know that she's consumed half a bottle of Dawn with her coffee this morning?
I was wondering why, like, little bubbles were coming out every time you were speaking.
Oh, I had a burp and it was bubbles. It was ridiculous. So I really wanted to give my coffee cup a good cleaning. So I had it soak all night, everything, and I got it, and I thought I cleaned it out real nice this morning, but I did it in a hurry, poured my coffee, get in, and I'm like, ooh! It just pure Dawn. Just pure Dawn dishwashing soap. So all day,
Jesus.
I still just taste it. It's really bad. Can't be good for you.
Gross.
I mean, or is it? It's probably fine.
I know most people like hazelnut or French vanilla. Des is like, no, I want some Dawn dish soap, please.
You guys were bragging about your hazelnut coffee this morning. I'm like, yeah, mine tastes great. Ah, yep, right there with you. Cheers. Nut-filled coffee. And then that brings me back to Brad Pitt.
And his nuts.
I did not touch them.
Oh, BS.
No, I didn't.
Des, you grabbed him by the junk.
I didn't.
You know it.
Just the booty.
So you're telling me he didn't get a B1er for making out with you?
I actually don't recall that. I hope he did.
Yeah.
We should ask him.
How would you not?
I don't know. I guess I was just more, we were really emotionally connected.
Emotionally connected.
Yeah.
That sounds like my walk along Paris with Vaughn.
As he was taking down his œuf de mayonnaise.
Yes.
Ooh.
œuf de mayonnaise. What happened with Rudy now?
So last night, my daughter had a couple of friends over, and I don't know if this is just, I feel like there's things about our parents when we were growing up that they just knew, you know, like if you were to go to a party, your parents just knew you were doing something.
You're up to something.
Yeah,
they
right?
Always did.
Always. And last night, my daughter had a couple of friends over and they were outside playing, and I was way downstairs in the basement, like tucked far away from the front door. The kids come walking in the door.
You want to make a short joke, Des, about him being tucked away in a small little space?
No, I'm very respectful.
Hiding in his mouse.
I was
mouse
in my shoebox that I've deemed the man cave.
Well, that's just where he resides.
Come on. Yeah.
So the kids come in, and I can faintly hear them just coming through the door, taking off their boots and all that stuff. And I don't know what it was. I sat there for a second, and I'm like, I got a feeling. So I grabbed my phone. I text my daughter, who's two flights up, and I said, go downstairs and shut the door. And all of a sudden, I hear do-do-do-do-do-do running down the stairs, and then I hear the door shut. How the hell did I know that? I had no idea. I figured they would come in. They would shut the door. It's like a parent's. There is like a sixth sense now.
You're getting more psychic as you get older, Rudy.
Seriously. How the hell? I was so floored. I had no idea.
Did you have a dream that I was quitting the show?
Yes, the night before I had a
no,
dream.
No, you didn't.
That, swear to God, the night before I had a dream that Ryan was, that it was gone. That I was now on the show with a guy named Kermit and there was a new host.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah, yes, you're right.
Yeah. So I don't know what it is, man. I don't know if there was like, so it's true when they talk about how like, you know, your parents busted you. Like my stepbrother tried to throw a party at the house one time. My parents left the house. And then an hour later, my mom said, we have to go back. We can't spend the night here. We need to go back home. And my stepdad was like, why? And she goes, I have a bad feeling. She shows up to the house and it's filled with like 70 kids just partying their asses off.
That's most of the time I think it's because we're not good at pretending we're not doing anything wrong. You know, like I would give away all the signs like humming or doing stupid things.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like, humming.
No, I'd sing a song like, not having a party here later. Don't tell mom and dad.
They're coming over to study. I swear to God, I got math homework due.
I'm not making out with Rapid. No. And then, wait, what? You can't go, Orlin.
Yeah.
She's going to do something naughty.
So. Orlin! We can't let her go. She's going to be whoring around Kalispell.
So I don't know if you have a sixth sense with the poodles at all, Ryan, but it's going to kick in for sure.
Gosh, I haven't seen him since February. I don't know. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I've never had that where I can feel like they're up to something. But yeah. I do notice if all of a sudden OG's like just suddenly gone because he's always following. He's my little shadow.
Yeah.
And if all of a sudden he's not following me everywhere, like, what are you doing? Why are you in your house? Okay. Did you crap on the floor? What did you chew up? What did you do? And then, mm-hmm. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
He's in hiding, like, don't.
But it's
find
a behavior
out.
Change, not a intuitive feeling. Mm. I think Rudy's getting more psychic, which would be so great if he's a full blown psychic because he's the biggest denier.
Oh, yeah.
1,000%. Yeah.
I would love it if all of a sudden Rudy just knows stuff and he can't explain it. And he's like, God dang it.
Well, if you would explore these feelings that you're having, maybe you would even be more psychic.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and throw this one out there. I'm getting a feeling, a sensation is coming over me.
Okay.
Crisco will come back on Monday a single guy. I'm just saying.
No.
He will have not had sex in the 1 week he was off of work. I'm just saying. I don't know what. It's just the feelings come over me. I don't know what it is.
Are you including sex with yourself?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that one I have magically, I've blocked that. Mystically, that it cannot enter my mind. I'm looking at the tea leaves right now.
Yes.
And there isn't just one block. Little tea leaf just making its way off to the other edge of the cup. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, he'll be a single guy. Des will come in with a, you know, a good hangover on Sunday from drinking too much.
Okay.
Yeah, like every
mm-hmm.
Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then trending will go like this. Trending, what's here it is. What?
Do I get better as the week goes on?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't expecting yes.
For us.
For us, yeah. So I get a phone call yesterday from my grandma who's in desperate need of some new butt cream.
Okay. Well,
she called you for her butt schmear?
Yeah. She has a pain in her hind end, she said.
Oh, poor thing.
I've given her stuff in the past for this. It's this deep blue... Have you ever shown this to you? It's this cream. It's got like, there's different stuff in it, like menthol, and it helps make, it just helps with pain and inflammation and whatnot.
Sounds refreshing.
It's this deep blue rub. And so she's been using it on her hands because she has, you know, arthritis and the pain's been really bad. And she says, I have a pain in my ass that won't go away. And she said, I called my friend Gladys and I said, Gladys, have you ever had a pain in your ass? And she goes, yeah. And then they turned 18 and moved out.
There's the joke.
Uh-huh. There's the joke. Yeah. And she goes, well, my kids are still a pain in my ass and they're what, 60 years old, you know? Well, anyway, she said, I have a pain in both sides of my cheeks. And she goes, I sit down and it just hurts.
Oh.
And I said, well, what is this? Did you injure yourself? She thinks she might be dehydrated. You know, and it's the glutes muscle, right?
Okay.
And so I encouraged her to go in and get a massage. And she's like, oh, I'm just going to call and say, can you rub my butt for me and make it feel better?
They will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your biggest muscle. It's very important to take care of that.
Well, my grandmother would never do this. So then she's like, could you just send me some of that butt cream? I'm going to use it on my butt. The stuff that you get for my hands, I'm going to rub it. You're going to rub peppermint oil all over your butt?
Ooh, tingly.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It'll be like it's on fire.
Yeah, this is like that first time when, like, you know, you're 19 years old and you put Nair on your junk and you don't realize. Yeah, you just got to try it one time and then you learn your lesson, you
right?
know? So deep blue butt cream, don't put that on your derriere.
I wouldn't do it. Yeah. So I was thinking about maybe trying to find someone and hire a masseuse to go over to her house so that she wouldn't have to be embarrassed and then have the conversation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like she would not like that.
No. I thought she would. I thought this would be great. I'll just tell him, look, she's got some issues in her rear. You know, she sits a lot. She's 85 years old.
Yeah.
She gets from the chair to the kitchen, and you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The poor old lady, she just needs someone to put an elbow in her butt and really work that muscle out.
I know, but when you're 85, having your first butt massage experience, like, I don't know. You might not enjoy it as much as you'd think.
So don't do it? I was going to call today and book a masseuse.
Yeah, I'd say do it. Just make sure the masseuse is like up on Matlock or something. Something they can talk about so Granny feels good, you know? They got something in common.
Okay.
I just feel like this might not end well, but hey, the worst she can do is chase him out with a wooden spoon.
Yeah, or she'll be so relieved and go, oh my God, spend another hour with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she'll love it. All right,
she'll
Des.
She'll be buying that guy every week to come over.
I was going to send a woman.
Oh.
I didn't want to make it weird.
I just always like a guy masseuse.
Well, of course you do. So you can have naughty dreams about him later.
No.
Des.
No, it's because they have stronger hands normally.
Do you know what? I've had better massages from women than men.
I have before. I've had some good ones, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just more on vacation. I request the guy.
Yeah. I go with the guy first to about 3/4 of the way through and then like a reliever.
Okay.
I'm like, bring on the others. No? Okay.
The old relief pitcher, huh?
Yeah.
So you need two to make that happen.
She's actually more of a catcher.
Oh, my God's sake. Okay. As always.
Thank you for not spelling out the obvious joke, Des.
I didn't.
For once in your life.
And I
Is that because you like those little happy endings, Rootitude Toots?
Okay. Well, if you like this podcast and other Minnesota Maine podcasts, you need to download PodMN because you can win things just for listening, like restaurant gift cards, really cool experiences, shopping gift cards. It's PodMN.
And how has it been hanging out with your mom on vacation there, Crisco?
Oh, it's been actually really good. We've had some great quality time.
Yeah? Did you have some sneaky snacks?
Oh, well, obviously. My mom made some of my favorite dishes or beanless chili.
Good for you, pal.
Oh, I have the toots.
You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Oh, excuse me.